Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Marty in the Morning. Now, I'm delighted to welcome into the studio this morning Mr. Paco Peña, who is in Ireland for a series of dates. Paco, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, thank you.
It's lovely to see you this morning. May I just say, you're here this morning, first thing, bright and bushy-tailed, and tonight then, you're in the National Concert Hall.
Indeed.
So, but you must have bundles of energy, do you? You must have a lot of energy.
Well, I keep trying.
Yeah.
I love it anyway.
Do you though? You still love it?
Yes. You know, I mean, life sort of pointed me in that direction, and to have something that I can do reasonably well is wonderful. So I continue doing it.
But you're said to be the greatest exponent of your art. Come on, you know that.
Yeah, but that's the point, really. I love the art that I represent.
Yeah,
it's the musical culture that really nourishes me. It gives me energy. It's a wonderful activity to be doing.
Yes.
So I will drop, and that will be the end of it. But I have to get there.
But it keeps you going.
It really does.
I should explain. You are. Can I give your age?
I'm going to be 82 this year.
82.
Yes.
What is it that you do that keeps you as fresh and alert as you clearly are?
Oh well. Maybe it is the music, I don't know.
Maybe it is.
I suppose being active in some way is always good for a person. I refuse to retire.
Good man.
As I say, if I drop one day, that will be it. But I prefer to just keep going.
But isn't it wonderful that because of your talent and because of what you do, you're able to keep going?
Yeah.
And that no one tells you not to, which is very important.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the talent thing, I don't know. I mean, it's something that you acquire when you're very young. You
started really young playing.
Very young, of course. Yeah, and that's what I mean. It's kind of the culture is around you, the music is around you, and you just join other people and find that being even a kid, you find that it is a social vehicle to actually have a life, you know?
Yeah.
And to be liked by others, you know?
That's right, and the applause and all of that.
Yes, yes. So all that is really in my past, but it's very much the way I am.
Yes, you know? I understand. Mm. It should be said, just to say to you, we're talking about Spanish flamenco guitar. We're talking about something that's very traditional, obviously. And you are the foremost champion of this. This is who you are.
And
No, no, but it's true. Mm. And I was reading, your first professional engagement, you were 12. Professionally.
Yes, but tiny things. I wouldn't say it was in any way important except in putting me in, on the road.
Yes.
But it was tiny gigs that I used to do.
Sure.
I joined mostly people who had groups who were much older than me.
Yes, yes.
But it's a start that you don't even think about those things. You are doing something you love doing, and I suppose that trains you to that familiarizes you with the life that you want to.
But do you know what I was intrigued about? There you are in Cordoba, and you're surrounded by this culture and all the rest. But you left. You left Spain. What age were you when you left?
Well, I had left, say, Cordoba. You know, Cordoba is a home. Place in Andalusia, in my home. But I already left to other places. I was playing the guitar in with groups, as I say, going to places like Barcelona, like Madrid, Salamanca, Zaragoza, you know, lots of places. And that in itself was, for me, a wonderful adventure. It was a treat, but it was a wonderful adventure that takes you to seeing other places, other people, other cultures, other types of music.
Yeah.
All that was very, you know, it forms the character and the ambition in better commas, you know, that you want to do something like that for your life.
Yes, but you moved to the UK.
Well, when I came to the, that actually was, I had a friend in one of those musical groups, I had a friend whose sister had married an Englishman. So he persuaded myself and another two or three friends to come to London and just explore. Yeah. And that's why I went to London.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing. And it became your base.
It became eventually.
Yes.
My base. But I had discovered very early on in London that there was a real love and appreciation for the Spanish classical guitar. And of course, I didn't play Spanish classical guitar, but I played guitar, which is very, you know, flamenco guitar, which is the same instrument,
yes,
but with a different approach to making music. So the appreciation was for Spanish guitar in general. So the flamenco guitar actually could be welcome and could be convincing to those aficionados, to those
yes,
people who love
yes,
the Spanish guitar. So I found the base there, and later I returned to London to launch a career, a soloist career, which I never wanted to be a soloist. I wanted to participate in
it. Yes,
in
but to be surrounded by other artists, yes.
But then, as you say, I did decide to go to London to actually start a solo career, because that wasn't the norm in Spain.
Yes.
From that to now is what I've been doing.
That's fantastic. I want to play a little. Can I, Mr. Flamenco?
Sure.
Yeah, just give it a little playlist. Just to remind you, by the way, there's a number of dates, but it's the National Concert Hall for Paco tonight, and then on Saturday in the Watergate Theatre in Kilkenny, Sunday in the Cork Opera House, Tuesday the 9th in the Pavilion Theatre Dunleary, and the Mandela Hall Belfast on Wednesday the 10th. Paco Peña with me. Stay where you are, sir. And please have some of our lovely water.
Thank you.
Not at all. My great yes, pleasure. Miss Flamenco, I thought you'd be dancing to that there, Paco.
If only.
We should explain. One of the things that I love is that you're the world's first professor of flamenco guitar. That's quite an accolade.
Yes, you see, flamenco is taught by by immersing yourself in it and watching other people, you know.
Yes.
To, you learn it from a person rather, or from people rather than going to university or to a conservatory. So it's not written down. So
it's not written.
It's not written down. So the forms that make each piece that you play, they are varied. They're different ones with a different structure, in the rhythm of, in different ways, with different harmony. And you work in that. Those patterns establish that you recognize, the structure of everything,
right.
And then you make your own music, adapting to that structure.
And does that mean that quite often you would play a piece today, and it could be slightly different tomorrow?
Oh, it will be, yeah, and it can be very different.
It can be very different.
Yeah. I mean, I was playing recently on radio, and they state how long they might like, and of course I adapt as I'm playing.
Yes.
I think I'm hitting 3 minutes, 4 minutes, or whatever it is in my head,
yes.
But I can put together whatever is in my knowledge, I just bring it there. So it's improvised.
Improvised.
At that point.
It's fascinating because this is what I find fascinating. Tonight you're at the National Concert Hall, okay? And you've got rehearsals this morning.
Yes, indeed.
And you could change everything about this today. You could have an idea what you'll do, but you might actually change your mind.
Yes, but I don't want to be excessively ambitious in that expression.
Yes.
There is a lot of improvisation, but there is a pool of knowledge from which you improvise as well.
Yes.
But you can also create it on the spur of the moment, but I wouldn't say that that is constantly happening.
I understand.
But you search, you are free to express in the way that you want, and actually that inspires the dancer to respond, the singer to respond,
yes.
And what they do has the same freedom. So it forces me to respond.
That's fantastic.
It's lovely.
Like a jam session. Like jazz.
In a way, it's very similar.
So listen, we better explain what it is that people will see when they come to the concert hall tonight or the Watergate Theatre Kilkenny on Saturday. So how do you structure the night? How do you do it? Because you're the core, but does dance, does singing,
yes.
How does it work?
Well, I have established for this particular tour a show where people will experience solo guitar, which I do.
Right.
I start the show, and then I also do a combination with another guitarist that is with me, even in that half. So it is a musical first half, and then the second half is the show. So I have then a singer, a dancer, and a percussionist, and all that takes just a completely different attitude than I had previously in the first half. So both aspects are proper flamenco, just
yes.
Flamenco, so I like it. But
yeah.
The solo part is, as I say, a recital that people might enjoy, might like, and the full flamenco picture comes in the second half, where the dance is a lovely female dancer and a singer express really with great passion and great raw qualities the essence of flamenco singing, which is really the basis of everything in flamenco. So all that I want to expose. Because, I mean, I love it,
yes.
and that's what I want people to engage with me.
And in terms of the history of flamenco and where it comes from, I take it it's of the people, isn't it?
Of it is, indeed, yeah, absolutely. Well, Spain is quite big, and throughout history, they've been visiting cultures coming.
Visiting.
The Arabs visit for nearly 100 years.
Yes.
And, but the Arabic, the Moors were there, and they left, of legacy Jewish people left. It was a place where lots of different cultures coincided. So Spain is rich in different regions. So those different things that people do for their music and dance, they also went to Andalusia. But in Andalusia is the place that perhaps reflects most all these influxes from other cultures. And so gypsies finally arrived in the 15th century, and people, there was discrimination, there was wars, there was a precarious life. And actually, flamenco comes as a, not a lament, it is a lament, but it's a rebellious lament, it's sort of crying out, what is happening to me kind of yes. thing, meaning. So that song is very particular. It only happened there in the south of Spain. And but the, all these influences enrich it in a way that you know, is unlike anything else in Spain, even if it has similarities with other cultures from there. But that is the way it comes into history, and it's not that long ago. It's similar to the blues in America, but yes. earlier than the blues.
That's right, and that's why, I was talking to you about the improvisation of jazz. And it's amazing because we, you know, we have our own culture here, of course, and we have Irish traditional music.
Of course.
And its influences, too. And it's incredible, isn't it, that all these other influences all play a part in the whole, which is what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yes, and that is why, you know, if you're still active and alive, you have memories, and your memories actually feed what you want to say. You know, you want to convince, you want to move people
yes.
when you play, when you put something on stage. So age and maturity is one ingredient that leads you in a good direction, and young people have the energy and ambition of youth to participate and to bring new things into yes. the culture. So all that, I'm still open to that.
You know. Well, isn't that very important? We were talking about age earlier on. Isn't it important that you are open? Because that would be a bad thing. If
well, absolutely, yeah. absolutely. You yeah. you have to accept what is happening,
yes.
and people become aware, and they want to do their own thing.
Yeah, but equally, they'd have great respect for you, your history as well.
Indeed.
So it's the meeting of minds, isn't it?
Well, indeed, absolutely. The yeah. tradition is what is absolutely essential. You must be, as it were, linked to the tree that actually that is represents the culture and these different branches
yes.
You know.
Yeah. No, it makes total sense. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you today. It's lovely to see you again,
well,
and to see you as well as you are.
Well, thank you very
which
much.
Which is quite fantastic, and I will take your advice and not retire. No retiring on these parts at all. No, it's lovely. Now, I want to finish. I'm just thinking, La Rosa, would you like me, or what about... is it Solquema? Polaris?
Solquema. Yeah.
That's a nice piece, and that's your piece, which
all
I
right.
think should be the way that we should finish. Paco,
right.
thank you so much for joining us today.
Great pleasure.
And just a reminder again, lads, it's the National Concert Hall tonight, Watergate Theatre, Kilkenny on the 6th, the 7th in the Cork Opera House, Tuesday in the 9th in the Pavilion Theatre, Dunleary, and Wednesday, 10th of April, Mandela Hall in Belfast. Paco Peña, God bless you.
Thank you very
safe
much.
Safe journeys, my friend. Safe journeys.